With Corey Lichtensteiger, a person that can play both the center and the guard position. We were very impressed with him, with the way he's played, and we were just hoping that he would be there. Not too often do you get a guy that you can that you feel can play both the center and the guard position, and we feel like we got some value there. Next person is Jack Williams, obviously a cornerback from Kent State. A guy that very physical, has the capabilities of playing a pass, bump coverage, as well as off coverage. A guy that we thought was very consistent in mixing it up and making plays. Ryan Terrain, a running back out of Arizona State. A lot of ability, some great running instincts. A guy that I'm very high on, that I was hoping would be there somewhere in that fourth, fifth round. Felt very fortunate to get him. Carlton Powell, defensive tackle from Virginia Tech, a guy that moves quite well, will get a chance to come in right away and compete with our defensive linemen, but a very sharp kid and a person that has a flexibility to play both tackle positions. Spencer Larson from Arizona, a very physical linebacker that I believe can not only play the linebacker position, but possibly the fullback position as well. An all-around type athlete. Barrett, safety out of Arizona State. Joshua, a very physical safety, great speed in that 4-3 range, about 225 pounds. Has done a great job on special teams. And then Peyton Hillis from Arkansas. Fullback, very strong, very physical. I think he'll fit in well in our blocking scheme. And a guy that we got late in the seventh round. Feel very fortunate that he was there. Overall, I felt good about the draft. We obviously, when you go into draft, sometimes you get a lot of your needs, other times you don't. I feel like we were able to get some quality players, both offensively and defensively, and also fill some of the needs that we needed. At this time, except for Sam, I'll take questions.
Mike, you were often in past drafts, move around a lot, have grades going all of them down the board. You just kind of stayed on your picks this time, explaining your strategy and
Well, you never really know, you know, what's going to happen. It doesn't mean that we didn't talk to a lot of people and we were ready to move, and right before our pick, someone else picked the guy that they wanted. We had a few scenarios like that in the draft. But you don't move just to move. Yeah. If the guy that you want is there, then you stay with the pick. Most of the guys that we wanted were there at that time. We had a lot of offers to move, but we felt the value was there to take our pick.
Mike, you look at this group, you got a lot of born leaders, all conference academic types, devout Christian type guys, big time character guys.
Well, most of those guys we have on our football team, most of the guys that we have. There's always a few exceptions to any football team, but that's been a big emphasis for us since we've been here. Even through those Super Bowl years, there's always a couple guys, being around the right guys, will lead them in the right direction. But as we all know, if they don't stand up and do the right things, they won't be with us very long. But as you mentioned, I was very happy with our draft class, with the type of character that we did draft, and I think everybody here could tell with the interviews with these guys that we've got some quality individuals.
With Ryan Terrain, how confident are you he'll be ready?
Oh, very confident. You got to talk to the doctors. You got to do some research. He'll be ready to go in a short time. Well, what you do, way before you pick them, as you're going through the draft, when somebody like Lichtensteiner, that he might have a problem with his shoulder, when he'll be able to go, when he'll be able to go full speed, start conditioning. Same thing with Ryan Terrain. But, same thing if you're talking about Stewart. You talk to all these doctors months in advance, and you talk to them about a week before the draft starts to kind of get an idea of when they'll be ready. So I feel very, very good about everybody. Should be ready for our June mini camp. Maybe some might not be ready in the second week of May, but we got a lot of time for them to be in here and actually get in football shape. They'll be here for all the classes and able to jump into things right away.
The doctor's pretty familiar with the doctor,
I think it's just like our doctors. They've got, you know, they've been doing it for a lot of years. They'll give you, you know, like Greek, you ask him relative to a certain injury, he's going to tell you almost within the week if it's a 3 to 6 month injury, 3 to 4 months when a guy should be back. And that's developed over time, him going through these injuries, you know, year after year. Same thing when we're talking about Stewart, talked to his doctor. I talked to him on Friday, the night before the draft, and he was very definitive when he'd be able to practice, when he'd be able to play. And you do that with a lot of guys. There's always probably 100 guys in that draft that they don't necessarily have a passing grade at that time. So you got to figure out which guys you can draft and feel comfortable with and other guys you can't draft because you're not really sure. Yeah, we've got two kickers committed already. Right now, I don't want to say who, but we have gotten two commitments from kickers, and not necessarily. Do you consider a kicker and a punter? Could they be two punters or two kickers? Okay. Just want to make sure it was all right with you, Jeff. I don't want to be misquoted here today. But, yeah, we got a couple guys that will come with us and compete. Yeah, usually we sign within a five to seven people. And that's what we've been doing for the last hour, talking to these agents and these players and trying to put a game plan together.
You get so many home runs in the middle rounds on tailback. Mm-hmm. Terrain, can you tell us some kind of your gut feeling, when you see the instincts on the kid, and do you think if he hadn't had the injury factor, he could have been, say, a second or third round?
Well, I think he's got first-round ability, I will say that. So I really put the whammy on him. Anytime I say a guy's got first-round ability, probably has no chance at all. But I really do believe he's that type of tailback, and time will tell.
You want a bigger back?
Yeah, we got a big back, and also in free agency, we've got a little smaller back too. So at least we got a commitment, and we'll find out tomorrow if that commitment stays, but I believe it will. But, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything. We've got some bigger backs and a smaller back, and we've got some competition. That's what you like. Well, most of these linebackers, you know, at the collegiate level played fullback in high school. And he's the type of guy that very intelligent, very sharp, plays the game extremely well. I just thought he was one of those guys watching him with his quickness and agility, his ability to catch the ball, that could go either way. And a lot of these guys, once they get out of high school and they get into college, most of these college coaches always put them at the fullback position. I mean, at the linebacker position, not the fullback position. It's hard to find fullbacks in the National Football League. We're hoping we found one out of Arkansas in the seventh round, and Larson may help us both ways. I can't tell you right now. We'll just kind of wait and see. No, like most kids coming out of high school, when you get recruited to a place like Arkansas, you always get recruited as the so-called tailback. Because in high school, he played tailback and broke all these records. So if he ever went to Arkansas and they recruited him as a fullback, he wouldn't wind up being at Arkansas. He'd be at some other place. But when you take a look at the tailbacks that Arkansas had, he went to the fullback position and a little over 6 feet, 240-something pounds, and he blocked extremely well. So he got put in a situation, probably not what he was hoping for when he came out of high school. And that's what most fullbacks are, converted tailbacks. And I thought he did a great job because he's an excellent blocker. And now we'll wait and see how he fits in. No, he's not a tight end, I don't believe. Yeah, if he's good enough to do that. I haven't seen him really do that consistently, so it's really hard to say at this time, but I don't think he's going to beat out Eddie right now at this time. If he does, then we've got somebody pretty good. He'll play whatever position he wants if he can beat Eddie out at as a kickoff return. Oh, we're not deep. I mean, you always got to have five corners. We got four corners, and we really have six right now, but, you know, two of the names I'm sure you don't even know. But, we've got some competition. We want to bring a guy in case one guy went down. at least you're too deep. And I don't think you ever have enough corners. Obviously, offense can dictate what type of defense you're in. So if you're going against an offense that's using 3, 4, and 5 wide receivers, you have to have a few defensive backs. And we felt very fortunate that Jack was there with our fourth round pick. Oh, we're a better team. There's no question about it. Number one, you know, you got Ryan coming here, Clady, starting out as our left offensive tackle. And Matt didn't have one of his best years last year. He was coming off of injury and didn't play at the level that he normally played at. So with Ryan coming in with his type of ability, I think we'll make an improvement there, regardless of him being a rookie or not. There's going to be a learning curve there. There's going to be some mistakes, but he's got the athletic ability to come in and help our football team win, which gives us the ability to move other people to different positions, even though we have to have a backup at his position. Anytime you take a punt returner, a kickoff returner, you really don't have to teach that. A guy can come in right away and return punts and kicks, and it's something you don't have to coach. Now, for him to come in as a wide receiver in the second round and say he's going to contribute, it's really hard to come in and contribute, I believe, early at any skill position other than the running back position. There's just a curve there. But I think this guy has the ability not only to be a punt and kickoff returner, but he was the best receiver I saw in the draft coming out of a break. He's got an unbelievable knack of beating bump and run. He's got that type of quickness and agility. And obviously, he catches the ball well. So to get these two guys in the first two rounds, it was the two guys that we were hoping that we would get. And that happens zero time in my NFL career, that I could pick out the first two guys I wanted with my first two picks. And that actually happened. So you feel very fortunate. But I'm hoping not to pick at the 12th pick very often. Most of them were there the whole day. I know you'd like to get into detail which guys weren't with you, but I can't get into that. Yes, you were. I know you too well. You were going to try anyhow. Anything else? Okay, thanks.